surprise episode.
Yeah, man. We back up in here.
Yeah, so...
I think for the last time.
Yeah.
For the last time?
Like, last time?
I mean, you said the finale.
No, I meant like off-the-cuff finale.
Yeah.
Slim and Juicy, bro.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about this, see? I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Life got in the way, though, didn't it?
I mean, a lot of shit got in. I don't know about life. But a lot of shit, yeah.
Well, that's what all this is.
Yeah, bro. A lot of shit got in the way.
Yeah.
One thing, we're just going to keep it real on this podcast. Just, you know, we got to stop doing it off the phone and shit. We got to upgrade. We got to get a little bit more professional. Like, that's one thing.
100%. That's why it's kind of been a little standstill.
It was cute, like, the first 20 episodes, but then when we transitioned into the studio, shout out to BJ, the pod father. But, yeah, we can't go from studio to back to
mobile. Off the phone,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, I feel it though, like
because we go keep it 100% G right now. We were in talks of having like a Muncie studio place we can start, like, you know, setting some shit up, and you know that shit kind of fell through with your boy.
Yeah.
Which boy, I don't know if you want to say his name. I say his name. I don't give a goddamn.
Yeah, but I mean, it ain't no big deal. It just fell through, no matter who it was. But, yeah, shit kind of slowed down with those talks. But then your boy got full-time in insurance, so I was just kind of like, hey, I'm just trying to get some new glasses. You know what I mean? Like, let me make these appointments before these shutdowns start happening again.
Right.
Because Muncie's pretty bad. Like, where we're at, you know,
Baby moms and her fam got it.
Oh, for real?
They quarantine right now.
Damn. Mm-hmm. You got it? You had it yet? Have you been, like, tested or had to get tested or anything like that yet?
Yeah, I'm supposed to get tested.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
All right, shit, I can miss work tomorrow. Dap it up, bro.
I was supposed to get tested on Monday.
Yeah, I've been exposed for longer than 15 minutes and less than 6 feet, so your boy's about to have the next 4 days off.
On some G shit, huh?
Yeah, dude.
That's what sucks about working from home, because if we do shut down, ain't shit going to change what the fuck I do. I'm still working. It might slow down.
But you sick, though? Because, I'm pretty big, bro.
Nah, bro, I'm not sick.
I ain't got high blood pressure or nothing. I'll be cool.
I think you're fine, my brother. Because my mom...
Good enough to miss work?
Exposed enough
to miss work now?
I mean, shit. Technically, I've been exposed, but my daughter's results ain't came back. That's the only person I've been around.
The old lady, she had to get tested. But hers came back negative, but she had like a badass nosebleed that night after the test.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was, I mean, it made her lightheaded and stuff. She lost so much blood. And they said that wasn't normal or anything. So then she started thinking.
Some shit. They did something when they did it.
Yeah, man. But like, legit though, I was like looking at errands and shit for like setups for podcasts and stuff like that, bro. It's not that it's, like, overly expensive.
We know who to talk to get the shit. Let's be honest. We know who to talk to.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I'll just be sitting scrolling through a phone and shit, just be thinking shit. You know, you be just stoning, you just be getting ideas, and you just be rabbit hole and shit.
Shout out to my niggas, the Smoke and Sip podcast, Bryce and Brandon. I've been on their podcast, most recently. But... they got their own setup, and they, you know what I'm saying? It's not that hard. We just got to, you know, it's just take money and some time. And niggas, I ain't had no money. I really just started back working just in September, pretty much.
And, you know, I went full-time a couple months ago, and then, like, my whole job title changed and shit, so, like...
What you now? What are you now? You man?
No, I do curbside pickup.
You just
I just take the groceries out to their cars and shit like that.
Then shop.
But like I be lifting some shit though, cause they're gonna. That's where they order their cabinets and shit through.
What you mean?
So like, for curbside pickup, like if they don't want to lift that big heavy desk, they just order it online for us to deliver it out to their car and shit.
Damn.
Like I did like 10 trampolines in one day.
Fuck.
Yeah, sling, bro. Bro, like, I'm, like, I've lost some weight, dude, and I've kind of gotten big, bro. Like, I'll be feeling swole after lifting.
Hell yeah, that's why you do it all day, too. Well, yeah. You actually have to do the shopping. Back hurt, do you have though. To do the shopping, too, in the store?
Sometimes, unless we're super busy, but I'm mostly the one taking it out and then, like, throwing the totes on the shelves. And...
Oh, so you're busy all day, literally.
Yeah. That's all you do. It's like an itty-bitty distribution center. It's like a distribution center for fat people. Because it's just that's enough all... work to get you tired as a fat dude, but just enough to handle it.
Right.
And still be walking and stuff. I'll be like, man, I walk 7 miles a day. Just back and forth through the store, bro. Pushing an L cart. Full of shit.
Full of shit.
Bro, one good thing is everybody's like, man, I'm surprised, like, because we'll do, like, at most, like, 100 a day. And that's a hopping day. But Walmart, they'll be doing, like, 300 and 400. And our boss is thinking we is going to be doing 300 and 400. And I'm like, bro, not until we take food stamps. Because when those curbside takes food stamps, that's when it's popping. Because everybody's on them right now. Because they're getting them for their kids and stuff for... At home, like the kids that are on free lunch that do virtual learning, like some of them get EBT cards, like the white ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because my little sister got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, they about to shut everything back down.
Yeah, that's what's scary, too, because, like...
They about to shut it all down, fam. And shit, it is just because, nigga, we should have... If we'd have did it right the first time, niggas wouldn't be complaining now. If your asses would have sat your asses at home, and then
we buckled down for a minute.
I understand being careful. I can't stand the motherfuckers that's too overly careful. Like, I was at CVS today. I had to go to get some prescriptions for baby moms and them. And this lady was like, "Do you have disinfectant wipes?" And like, if you wanted to do all that, bitch, you should have went through the drive-thru. Yeah. If you still worried, bitch, you should have went through the drive-thru and stayed your ass in your car.
Yeah.
What you got to make a scene for?
I hate that shit.
Yeah, bitch, stay. You ain't got to come out.
Like, I go to deliver groceries, and I got to holler through the window at them.
Yeah. Like, pop the truck or something.
I'm like, I got to tell you your substitutions, because I just substituted a $25 pack of toilet paper for the one that you wanted that was $7. Like.
Why do you do that?
Because, bro, we got a substitute, bro.
We can't fuck
our numbers up.
I don't get it.
Like, you're out of stocks totally versus, like, you're out of stocks, but you have a substitution for it, which means you're making some money.
Oh, okay, so we upgrade you.
Yeah, but, like, if we got it, we got it.
Yeah.
But then sometimes we'll downgrade you, and then sometimes we'll upgrade you, because it'll be like, at least we're offering you something. Yeah,
and then if you downgrade, like, nah, man, I don't want no fucking angel soft.
Bro, you know be getting towel dingles,
I don't want
a
fucking great value toilet paper.
Yeah,
get.
Bro.
I don't want that fucking restaurant toilet paper. put that shit back.
Like, you gotta wrap your arm up like a mummy.
Nah, man, even a fucking, the corner of that bitch had your ass raw. I can't fucking wipe my ass with that
I call that shit. Galded.
Yeah, bro.
Am I the only one that calls it that? A lot of people say chafed.
You just gonna have to shower. You know, like, you have to wash your. You gonna have to go wash your ass after this shit.
Like, yeah. Oh, you feel so gross after Angel Soft.
Have you watched?
Have you ever wiped your ass with Angel Soft with lavender?
You didn't watch any of the YMH Lives or anything, did you?
No, I ain't paying for that shit.
I paid for all of them. I watched. Did you really? I watched all of them. They fire. Fire content. Fire content.
Low-key, the only reason I didn't watch him is because I wanted to watch him live, and if I didn't want to pay for it unless I could watch it live.
Well, you could rent it, but it was
That's what I'm saying, but I wanted to watch it live in the moment.
Right, yeah, I watched the last one live. The last one before Thanksgiving, I watched that one live, and yeah, it was fucking... It was tighter live, but it's still like, I want to see, like, what the fuck they were talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Is it weird? Do they get weird?
Come on, man, it's YMH. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but, like, with it... Are they as explicit as they talk about...
Yeah.
So they really are showing.
You see tons of shit. I'm not gonna tell you what you see, but you see in everything. The videos they watch, they like you. They be like, "Nigga, you watching the videos?"
Okay, that's cool.
Nigga, you watching the videos? It's like, yeah.
That's
cause
cool.
It's crazy because the first time they did it, the streaming service was cool with it that they did it with, and then they was like, "Oh no, we can't do that." After this, we're like, "We can't do nothing." But now the people, they whoever they fuck with now, yeah, it's a go.
Did you watch the Two Bears one?
Oh yeah, that one was good. But then like, it was good. But then how can I explain it? But then they got too fucked up towards the end of it that it was just like, oh, they fucked up. Like he was like drunk.
They were just drunk.
He was drunk, and then Tom was just high as fuck. He had took 40 milligrams of. Edibles, and he usually only take like 10.
I've been eating some caramels, bro. They be.
I don't really fuck with that. I had an edible the other night, and it had me out this world,
bro. Like,
but it was like sometimes melt. I take one, and then I don't feel shit, and then I took that one. He said it was from the dispensary, and we had already been smoking, bro. I felt drunk that night. I was like, I was, you know, with my little lady thing, and nigga got like, kind of like locked down out here. And I was just, I felt drunk, like out of it, like, fuck that. I had a little bit of wine, but it's like, bro, I drink all the time now. So it's like, I feel fucked up. Like, I feel fucked like up. Like,
something wrong with me.
And then I forgot I popped that edible. It was like a nice size little gummy. I was like, when I popped it in my mouth, I was like, oh, yeah, this one's going to be dangerous. I felt it. I was like, oh, this is going to be dangerous right
I'd
here.
I'd be having the homemade shit, bro. They're caramels like and this. Wax paper.
If it ain't from the dispensary.
Then they got ashes on the bottom of them and shit. Like, yeah, they roll them in ashes before they get into it.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
They be getting you a little lifted, though. It's like taking NyQuil or something like that. They be getting you a little sleepy.
See, man, I really don't fuck with them because... It's a fucking gamble. Unless it's from the dispensary and somebody just offering
that. And you're dosing, like, you know your dosage.
I didn't know what the fuck that was. He was just like, you want an edible? Yep. Pop, pop. Pop that bitch.
And then,
let's go.
Whoa.
I ain't no bitch out here. I'm not like Joey Diaz. Like, oh, yeah, I'm popping that. Bow.
Man, I'd be getting so high, I'd be mouth breathing and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I was snoring like a mother. I done put on some pounds. You done lost weight. I done put on pounds. I'm the heaviest I've been in my life right now.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Start lifting.
I'm over 200 right now.
Shit, bro. Start lifting.
I know. I'm going to turn. We're going to do something with it.
I was going to say, you got to get. Yeah, dude. Start lifting. get on out with me. Curbside pickup.
Help me lift
these trampolines.
Bro, I love my job. I be at the crib playing 2K. Getting high, and then like, uh-oh, gotta catch a call. And then I pause everything. Catch a call, and then I go back to playing the game, listening to the fucking Crab Feast.
But sometimes it's dope, like I'll be...
Fuck the Crab Feast, five stars.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
Fuck the Crab Feast.
That reunion episode on the Honeydew was dope.
Now I'm a listen to them all, and I'm going to go back to
and rewatch that.
It. Because I was like, I can't appreciate it because I don't know what the fuck to talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then it's like, I don't know why they split up and why it took them so long for them to get back together. Yeah.
And then I was like, I thought it ended. I was like, this motherfucking shit just ended. They just stopped doing it. It wasn't that long ago that they, you know what I'm saying? It was like the last episode is like, almost 2019 type shit. I was like, oh, Ryan wasn't playing. He went straight from that to
Honeydew
like damn near.
But he got picked up by YMH pretty quick, too.
I think that was already like, come on, predestined. He was like, come on, bro. I got you.
Only one that gave back to the Feast. Like, Tom Segura is like the only one that's like, gave him a nod back. Because there was a lot on the Feast back in, like, 2014.
Andrew Santino was on there tough.
2013. Like,
Tom was on there a lot.
Bert was on there. CEO was on there.
Hey, it is kind of scary because, I you know me, I can't just go and hop through. I got to listen from beginning to end type shit. So, it's, like, certain comics on there that was kind of popping back then. And, like, now you go to their pages and they still got the same credits that they were talking about back like 10 years ago, and it's just like,
it's like
I don't want to be that.
It's like
I don't
a graveyard.
Wanna, yeah,
isn't
I don't want to be that.
That's RIP shit.
That's scary that you had a buzz and then you lost it and then it just never came back.
Fuck it, I'm quitting.
No, I'm not playing. Like, fuck, because it was a couple, and they funny. It was a couple people, it's like, but I've never heard of them. Like, not even like coming through Indiana type shit. Like, oh yeah, I seen them headline. Come up to the Black Brew or whatever they do.
Yeah, but there's just like names. Like, I'm scrolling through some of those guest lists on there, and I'm just like, who is this?
Yeah, but you should just listen. Hey, you can listen to any episode, It's because Jay and Ryan on it, so they gonna even if the guests suck, they gonna fucking they gonna tell some stories that'll be like, all right, this is worth it.
Yeah, man, I just love their inside jokes on that show though, because they're still funny throughout. I've probably listened to a good 15, 20.
About like 40 deep.
Yeah, so I mean we're seasoned enough, and I like how like their inside jokes would still be funny today.
And now I was like, oh man, Tom Segura just has good taste, because everybody that Tom Segura kind of like every time he had the I'm completely back on YMH and on my podcast, because I fell off for a hot second
with that. You got into the E,
The what
WWE.
Oh, yeah, I'm still in the E. We're still in there, baby. What you mean?
You still watch the SmackDown Raw every week?
Yeah, I watch
NXT.
I don't watch it day of, but yeah, I catch up. I watch Survivor Series.
I saw AEW
I don't watch that.
Sting debuted on AEW, so that put a nail in their coffin, because that's some TNA type shit.
You think so? Niggas was hyped off that.
But Sting was supposed to have surgery, like.
Yes, that's how I think. I was like, nigga, your career supposed to be done.
Yeah, like, and he still hasn't got surgery.
He must be like, nah, I'm not taking no bumps though. Like, I'm not taking.
Yeah, I can't throw a few punches and hit a nigga with the baseball bat.
But I'm really just gonna be a manager type shit. Like, I'm gonna be a head of a faction, and that's it. And I'm gonna get this bread, but I can't take no bumps. I can't take a single bump, but I need a payday, type shit. That's what that seemed like. Shout out to Sting, though, bro. You a legend in my book.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'd scream, but I don't watch that
AEW shit, man. I don't know why I can't get jiggy with it, but I can't get jiggy with that shit. I tried it. I was like, nah, this ain't for me. I don't know why. I'm just too invested in WWE. Roman Reigns is putting on a fucking clinic for you bitch-ass niggas, man.
Is he? Because that's what I heard with him being a Paul Heyman guy now.
He's a heel. Head of the table. Head of the table, Nick.
It's just fire, ain't it?
Yeah, it's shit good. Him and Drew McIntyre put on at Survivor Series.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah, they had a good-ass match.
How Randy Orton been?
Oh, Randy Orton won the title. He 14-time. He won it, and then Drew won it back. Okay, so he won it at...
to get him the nod?
No, he won it at Hell in a Cell. Because they've been going back and forth since... maybe like 3 pay-per-views, but they've been good. They've been good ass matches though.
Right, as long as they're good matches.
Oh yeah, they fire ass matches. SummerSlam I think was the first one, and Drew, I didn't like that one. It was a good ass match, and then Drew he went for the RKO, and Drew caught him and rolled him up.
Oh, okay.
On some whole shit. I don't like that shit, man. Hit that nigga with the claymore. He didn't hit him with the claymore that whole time. Then the second one they did. Randy kept jumping him and shit, and like they did the fake injury, and he broke his jaw or whatever. And they did a ambulance match at what the fuck? It had to be Extreme Rules or some shit, or
one of them filler pay per views.
But it was pretty. The pay per views been kind of fire. I ain't gonna lie to you. And then Hell in a Cell was fire. Sasha Banks won a ship from Bayley.
Yeah, because that Bayley holding the title a long-ass time was getting old. And I just read dirt sheets every now and then. She's still got the title.
But Charlotte's hurt, so it's like, who else going to be? And then Becky gone, so it's like, who else going to be? So it had its place, and then you could tell that they were setting up for her and Sasha to go at it. I thought they would wait till WrestleMania, but they did a little bit early, but whatever. But it was dope. But that match was dope at Hell in a Cell. And then Randy won the title. Then the next Monday they did a rematch, and Drew won it back. And then the next Sunday was Survivor Series type shit.
Man, that's just wild though. And then you still got NXT shit. And then you got dudes stepping down, going back to NXT
because they get more shine. They get more shine. You know what I'm saying? They get lost in the shuffle.
I saw Aleister Black got declined on going back down to NXT.
I mean, I feel like he getting punished. You know, they like, it's not a punishment, but he getting punished for what his wife did. You know his wife did, right? She dropped the OnlyFans, but the thing is, her OnlyFans was because she posts a whole lot of, you know who his wife is, all right? His wife is Andrade's manager.
Oh, okay.
That's his wife. Okay. So she does a lot of cosplay and shit. And, you know, in little bikinis and all that shit. But it's not. She ain't showing nothing. She ain't showing a motherfucking thing. She just cosplaying like little cosplay, little cute outfits. Like if you go to motherfucking
it's just a label of the OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's what fucked her. But she says no nudity. You know what I'm saying?
And probably making money on the side.
But
too.
They done put a kibosh on that because
of Twitch.
Yeah, they said all third party. So the cameos, all that shit. So OnlyFans were following that. So it was like you went in. Got an OnlyFans, or you know we try to be, you know we
Vince, PG that's some old shit.
Yeah, they hold her. They did her bad. And then Alistair kind of got a revamp, and he turned heel. And him and Kevin Owens was going at it, and then that shit, he put the kibosh on that shit. He's like, nope.
Yeah, I guess Kevin Owens really mid-card right now. Unless he got...
Nah, he just made a vid at SmackDown last week, going against Jey Uso. Jey Uso been made a vid every week, because... They doing this little thing, like, head of the table, and him and Jay went at it when he first won the Universal.
Kevin Owens is my dude, though.
Yeah, he be mid, you would think he mid-carding, but then he be, but he shit, he get, he, I feel like.
He's
you,
starting to get old now, too.
If you so getting TV time, nigga, you getting TV time. Because there's a lot of niggas not getting TV time. So that's how I feel.
I look at it that way, too. But then again, it's like, everybody knows they want to be in that mix, so they want to be in that. You know, top eight guys per show.
Well, they're building up for him and Roman Reigns to go at it.
Kevin Owens and Roman.
Yeah, because Roman and Jay went at it, and then Jay was like, "Nigga," Roman was like, "Nigga, now you gotta bow down." And so now Jay is kind of heel, you know, forced heel.
Yeah.
But he'll go back babyface eventually. But he's been main event. But it's been tight because Jay Uso been main event SmackDown.
And Kevin Owens can put on a show
every week. And they just made him in the last week, and he was talking shit to Roman at the end of SmackDown in the camera, and Roman and Paul was watching backstage. So, you know, they building for that for the next, which is going to be TLC. So, yeah, I am still in the E.
Yeah, so I feel filled in now.
And The Fiend and Randy about to go at it. The Fiend and Randy is feuding right now. That's going to be good. And Alexa Bliss is with The Fiend. She's like kind of got a weird type of shit going on.
Did you end up listening to that CM Punk podcast I sent you?
I don't think so, no.
With Colt Cabana?
Mm-mm.
Oh, bro, that was the interview that told
me.
I ain't
even been listening to Jim no more.
Why, did he say some fucked up shit?
No, I just like, all right, I get where he...
Just him bitching all the time?
No, I just know what his take's going to be. And then what really made me stop listening is... Cause when Jay and Roman had their first match, it was a really good match, and it was perfect. I was like, oh yeah, Jim ain't gonna be able to talk shit about this match at all because they did all the shit that he loves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, gotta tell the story.
All that shit, they did it. You know what I'm saying? And they ended it real well, and he couldn't talk shit about it, and you could kind of tell that he was like, that was the only thing we watched. I was like, oh yeah. You can't fight the Fung. I was like, all right, I didn't know. So I know his takes before. And then most of the time, they ain't even talking about WWE. They talking about AEW, and I don't watch that shit.
Yeah.
No offense to anybody that does. It's just, I can't get jiggy with that shit. I don't know what the fuck they doing. I don't know.
It's because the WWE's owned the game for so long, and it's just like, we've seen it time and time again, like... Everybody was like all high on WCW back in the day. And even as a kid, I'm like, man, I ain't watching that shit.
WCW is unmatched. Like, I don't think AEW ain't on that level of WCW. Because Vince ain't signing half of them niggas y'all got. I'm telling you, Vince ain't signing half of them niggas.
Nah, it's all the leftovers from Black Monday, they call it, when they fire everybody after WrestleMania.
Y'all should have just went to Impact. I feel like Impact got a better roster than AEW. I'd rather watch Impact. I like watching Impact on Instagram because they post a full match on
Instagram. That's equivalent to an open mic for a wrestler, though, because they got to pay people to come to watch their shows.
What, Impact?
Uh-huh.
But shit, ain't nobody... They ain't got no crowd. But
back when, before the quarantine stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. But they got a good roster right now. They got a good...
And you can get away with no fans.
Nigga, they got Swoggle actually wrestling, and he came in as like an AJ Styles, like just like a tiny AJ Styles, and that shit was dope. I watched that shit.
What's AJ Styles doing now?
He's about to go up against Drew at TLC for the WWE Championship. Of course, he's gonna lose.
Everybody's talking about him leaving.
Oh yeah, they want. That's why he get a title shot, because they want him to stay. They've been giving him a lot more TV time since he went back to Raw, because you know he was the face that run the place at SmackDown. So now he at Raw after the trade or whatever. And you could tell that we have to give him. He's getting more. He's out all of a sudden now. He getting more TV time, because really since, he was Intercontinental Champion for a few months.
How's that title holding up?
Sami Zayn got it. You know he doing.
I like
his,
that.
He doing
I
his
like
motherfucking
that.
Thing with it too.
I like
you know
Sami
how
Zayn,
you know he
bro.
How he is. He.
I love that era of NXT dudes like Kevin Owens, Neville. You know,
he out of there.
I know he been gone, but you know what I mean? Those dudes.
Low ear having motherfucker.
Weird ears,
he
bro.
He just look weird.
He look like somebody that just like eats, breathes, and sleeps wrestling, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's all.
Like, he got all weird about it once he got it as a kid. I got weird about it that way, too, though, because it was just like out of nowhere I started watching it, I feel like. I don't feel like I knew a time before not knowing wrestling. Because, like, I used to watch all the old WrestleManias, one through whatever it was at the time.
See, no, I'm straight attitude era. That other shit would just be like, man, that shit looks so old and just, ugh. But now that's when I look at the attitude era shit, I'm like, man, that shit looks so fucking cheesy.
Yeah, but man, there was just something about the attitude era, though, because you never knew what
the
fuck was
going
to happen.
They going to say whatever. But you niggas kind of doing. You could tell my
cars exploding.
Well, now
and shit.
I mean, because I follow. You know, I go
90 year old.
My explore page on Instagram is big butts, basketball, and WWE, and like wrestling, like dirt sheet type shit. Like, so I seen something on there that superstars are getting in trouble for going over on their time. So motherfuckers be saying shit off the cuff. You could tell when motherfuckers said something, like, cause Kofi and them, they go off the cuff a lot.
Yeah,
but it's like, cause you on live TV, nigga. What they gonna do?
Plus they've been around long enough. Like if the WWE would like to punish them, like shit would pop off.
Well, they already broke up. Knew that.
Yeah, I know they did that.
Crazy.
They've been trying to for years, and now
it's crazy because now they pushing. They gonna mention Sami Zayn with the inter. It's looking like they gonna give Big E an Intercontinental, because they kind of went at it last week backstage. Not like fault. They just kind of talk shit to each other. But it's like, bro, I don't want to see that nigga have the Intercontinental. I want to see that nigga. Have a title, nigga. I want an Universal or WWE. Fuck that Intercontinental shit.
Yeah,
no offense to the No, you know what I'm saying? But you didn't already did that. That ain't nothing but just like a placeholder.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Well, I want to see him go for the big thing. I want to see him go up against Roman. That's what everybody wants to see.
Because they can work a match.
Bruh, and it can... He's the ultimate babyface versus the ultimate heel. That's what y'all need. Because he ain't really winning. Jay ain't really running up against... Roman ain't really against a big baby face yet.
See, that's just so weird to me, though. It's just like... If you would break up the New Day, you would break them up because...
For a reason, not for the
Intercontinental... For a push.
Come on now. Talk to me. Because that's what they try to... That's what they were showing. Unless they waiting for WrestleMania. Unless they like, we gonna wait. Or, okay, check this out. If he don't win Royal Rumble, it's gonna be a problem. He should.
Yeah.
If he gotta win the Royal Rumble,
you gotta, or Money in the Bank or something.
Or something.
You gotta put something.
But Royal Rumble is like, come on, that means y'all really giving him a big ass push, because this is y'all biggest faction to date, damn near money wise. You hurting your pocket at this point.
Yeah, because you can't just be winning. Because
he make
Andre
money off
the
that. He
shit.
Make money off that up up down down channel too.
Yeah.
Vince get a piece of that.
I'm glad he lost to XFL and it was The Rock that bought it. He's going to turn
it
around.
Yeah,
because
he going to make that shit. Nigga's going to make some money now.
Yeah. He's going to have these dudes. It's going to be movies made. of each team, probably. He'd be like, we're setting up this shit off the wall. Because, like, if you ever watched that Last Chance U stuff.
No, I haven't watched, I haven't got into it, but I want to.
If you ever get into it, that shit's so addicting because it's just, it's weird. It's like a mixed reality, but it's a lot of football, too. And it's just wild. I'm good on that, though, because my throat burning.
All right, you straight.
All right. But yeah, man, what else? Like, I need to start. Man, I haven't really been watching shit consistently besides football.
I ain't been watching.
To be real.
Only thing consistently I've been watching is, I watched the Lovecraft Country. I watched all of that. I can't get back into that Mandalorian for some reason, man. I just keep falling asleep on it.
Yeah, it's like, okay. And then a lot of it, too, is the fans. You know how, like, sometimes fans can ruin shit for you?
I don't even listen to people say anymore. Like, I don't listen.
I don't either, but it's still annoying.
That's a part of the reason why I don't listen to Jim Cornette. It's just like, bruh, I don't really give a fuck. I enjoy it.
I can't believe you listened to him as long as you did, because he's been bitching for 50 years.
But it's like, bruh, it was nice to have a perspective, because he can give you, like, this is what it's supposed to be. And it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So now that when I look at it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I can look at it in a different eyes. But it's like, I don't got to listen to you bitch every week. You know what I'm saying?
And like, you can't make
but it's not all bitch, because he's again, hilarious, okay? Too. And he's hilarious, too.
Yeah, he is. But
it's like, bro, kayfabe's dead. So it's like, bro, this is what it is.
I can only listen to one Red Bar.
And JR said, he was like, bro, I mean, I feel what you're saying, but it's like, bruh, I know just as much about wrestling as you do, motherfucker. And it's just like, bruh, we can't go back to then. This is what it is now.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, this is what it is. So it's like, bruh, we got to make the best of it.
Jim Ross is commentating New Japan. Like, he did that years ago.
Yeah. It's like, bruh, hey, I'm going after this bread.
Well, that, and he's like, I'm watching good-ass wrestling.
Yeah. Like, well, shit, now they doing New Japan in fucking California.
It's hot. Like, even, like, the Luchador stuff is getting big. Did you watch that David Arquette documentary?
I want to.
It's so fire. You should have let me know how to let you got the code or whatever. It was so fire.
I think it's on Amazon.
I bought it, though. I had to buy it.
Okay.
I rented it, though. I should have just bought it. It's like $1 more. But I figured getting the rent, he would get, like, more money for a rent or something like that, because it was more expensive compared to buying it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like,
He fucks with wrestling heavy, because I listened to that. He was on Booker T's podcast. I listened to that.
But he can work a match.
Well, he said he did. He put in the work. He put in the work to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know how it is. Like, he's not athletic, though. And he's old.
A lot of these niggas ain't.
He's old,
bro. A lot of these motherfuckers ain't athletic. It's just about being entertaining.
And he went on a trip and never came back.
Sami Zayn is not athletic at all.
No, but he's done it all of his life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but he's just entertaining.
He's in Iraq or whatever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why he's like Iraqi.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's Middle Eastern or some shit. Because he's got all kinds of... Like, he was, like, you know how, like, Steve-O from Jackass was, like, born in Spain, raised in...
Yeah.
But Sami Zayn was, yeah, more overseas than he was here.
This nigga's hilarious. Nigga's hilarious.
But that David Arquette documentary is 5 stars. Like, would rent again.
All right, man. Off wrestling, bro. That was way too long.
Yeah, we were off the top rope there.
We probably ain't seen each other since the last podcast, for sure.
Yeah, unless... I think we might have smoked a blunt together once or twice or something like that. But nothing heavy. But I ain't even listening to podcasts like that, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm back. I wasn't, because the Red Bar kind of... And then I was like, man, fuck that nigga. Him and Jim Cornette fall in the same category. It's like, bro, I'm not about to let y'all ruin my...
Why did you start watching Red Bar and start hating everything else?
It was just made you, like, think of... It did get, like... Just because of how shit started
coming. It's okay to admit it, but that's what they're there to do.
Yeah.
What they're there to do.
Yeah, but then it was just like... But if I enjoy it, who gives a fuck? It's like, bro, I'm not perfect. It's like, if somebody looked at me and had some shit, fucked up shit I did... like, when I get big, it's like, bruh, it's like, I'll probably be in the same position. So it's just like, I'm just going to enjoy it. And that's why I was like, I'm going back to YMH. Because it's like, bruh, these people ain't never did nothing wrong.
I go back to Two Bears and these stuff,
are my,
too.
These are my white pants, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been, honestly, man, to be honest with you, since when I first started stand-up, I was a very big Tom Segura fan. And he was one of the reasons I started. And he was like the second podcast I listened to was Your Mom's House. So it's like, I've been listening since episode like 300 or something.
Well, it's like, I always go back to WTF with Mark Maron.
Oh, yeah. God, I never got into that one.
I got into that
one. Too moody.
It's really moody, but like, it's real as shit, but they get 5 stars.
But I was listening to him like when
he... Like the Obama episode was always 5 stars.
That was a good one. I was listening to that. I've listened to a few of them. I did listen to his podcast because I liked his TV show a lot. I'm gonna be honest. I watched the TV show before I ever listened to the podcast.
Same and
I was
here.
I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Amber fucking despises me over that Maron show because she would always like, we're not fucking watching Maron.
It's such a good show. It was such a good show. And I feel like nobody ever talked about it. But I was like, oh no, this show is like, it's like on some. I think it was like you got to be a stand up comic to fucking like this show. Pretty much, I think that's what it was. Type shit. You gotta be like kind of a sick dude to try to, cause it's like that Walking Dead shit is fucking, that's a fire ass episode.
We're talking shit.
Yeah, it is like
old
Chris
lady
Hardwick.
On the phone
like with the Chris Hardwick and him backstage with Chris Hardwick. And
oh, I know that, and that turns into a fight with him and his woman and stuff on the air and stuff. Yeah, that was a good ass episode.
Good ass episode. It's like, bruh,
right when he thought Maron was gonna settle down.
It was like, hell no. I was like, because this is some shit I'd fucking do. You know what I'm saying? This is some shit I would say.
But he was never that guilty of shit, though.
Nah, it was just like...
He would just get caught up in shit.
It was kind of like a... Man, because people go off in arms about fucking... What's the Larry David show?
Shit. Damn.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, everybody knows.
But I don't think it's that funny. I think it's a funnier version of that show.
See, and I think Maron's just good. There was a lot of good stories and shit in it.
I might have to go back
and
to
good
it.
Story. It's on Netflix all day, every day.
I only watched it once, but I was like, man, it's a good ass show. I don't even remember why I watched it. I was just like, let me just watch this shit. I think that was at that time where I did stand
really
up once, and
podcasting.
I was like, I gotta listen to as many, I gotta watch as much stand-up shit as possible. And that's when I kind of, like, watched it.
It really got me into stand-up and podcasting in terms of actually doing it. Because he, like... I don't know. He just made himself so relatable to just, like, an average dude. Like, just an average dumb dude.
Right, pretty much.
Like, not... Like, I laughed and shit because he doesn't know how to work on his own shit. And, like, if something's broke, actually have to go buy a hammer to fix something, you know? Like, just that type shit.
Right.
Like, call somebody for anything. Like, and then the podcasting shit. Because I started listening to WTF because of the Obama episode. Because it was, like, Obama on a podcast.
Okay,
I don't care who the host is.
I was listening a little bit before then. I had been on him before he, like, not that long. I ain't gonna say that long, but I had listened to a few episodes, and then, cause it was giving me information. Cause I mean, they talking about comedy and shit, so it's like you're getting a lot of information. So you're like, oh, okay. Cause I mean, honestly, I was this is what I was leading to. With Your Mom's House, that was the first podcast where someone, you know, of course, every comedy podcast, someone asked, how do you start stand up? And they answered, and that's how I knew. I was like, oh, you gotta go to an open mic. So that's the only way I knew. So, I mean, really. So, I can't never down that podcast because, you know, they kind of raised me.
Well, and then comedy's kind of like one of those things. Like, even if you're an open micer, as long as you're a working open micer, you still got respect from, like, those top dudes.
Yeah, I mean, you are great.
Yeah, because they know, like, how, like, it's just a weird experience altogether. But then and how, like, it's fun but can be really shitty at times depending
on
what's going
on. It's weird.
Shit, man, that's off the cuff, ain't it?
It's weird to explain it to somebody, because, like, after I bombed on... did I talk about it?
No, we ain't talked about it.
Okay, so I ain't really done that much stand-up since this all popped off since, I mean, I was probably one of the last comics in the country that did a show, to be honest. Because a lot of, you know, I listened to a lot of, I mean, a lot of people stopped early March. My last show was March 21st. Yeah. I don't know many people that have done.
Mine was like March 13th because we went to the 1949 or 1849. Yeah, yeah,
after we did a podcast.
And it was like eerily empty. And we were like, what the fuck? This shit's getting real.
Yeah.
And then that's when you were like, I'm going to go ahead and do this show.
And shit had already, like, they had already closed the bars down, but they hadn't did the, like, mandate of, like, nah, nigga, don't be out.
No mask.
And it was, like, literally the week after that that they did it. And it was just like, fuck. So, I did my first show maybe a week. Was it a week ago? Yeah, I think it was a week ago.
Like, less than 10 days.
Last weekend, the weekend before. Yeah, the weekend before last. Because I had Ari on Saturday. Yeah, so, did a show at Ugly's here in Muncie. When I was in my grind, I think I could have got him. You know, when I was, like, 6 months ago, I could have got him. Because my confidence was high. And I was on another level, and you know what I'm saying?
Grinding.
You know what I'm saying? So I had the stage time, so I was like, oh, I know how to come at this crowd. And it was just like, bro, I did a kettle top, like, in October, and bomb, like, trying to try shit out and trying to talk about quarantine and shit. And it was just like, oh, they don't want to hear none of that shit.
Yeah, we're trying to get away.
Yeah, so I realized that real quick. But I did hit him with a fire line. Let me hit you with this. So this is what, okay. And this is the only thing that made me happy about the whole set. I was like, it's like three things that have happened to me since, you know, quarantine is, you know, one, I've gained about like 30 pounds. Two, I pretty much only watch WWE. So, if I start telling little dick jokes, I'm pretty much a fat white comic, like something along those lines. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm basically like, or it's like, I hang out, you know what I'm saying? It was something, you know, I forgot exactly what I said. I got to record it, but it was fire. That was the only thing I said that was fire.
Okay.
Then I just like, I'm just going to do the jokes how I read them. Like how I've gotten niggas, you know what I'm saying? How they come.
Yeah.
It just didn't work like that, and, you know. I bombed. And the only thing you can think of after you bomb is, like, I just want to go back on stage. So, it's like, I just had a terrible experience. And the only thing that's going to make me feel better is if I go back up there and have a good experience.
Yeah, it's like getting half a hand job. You're like, I want to keep going.
Yeah. It's like, fuck. It's like having bad sex with a chick and you know you could have did better. It's like you fucked a chick, you're too drunk, and you know if you wasn't that drunk, the dick would have been a lot better. That's what, I'm going to compare it to that. Like, you had whiskey dick like a motherfucker, and you was like, bitch, if you just give me one more chance, bitch. If you just give me one more chance, bitch, I'm going to knock this pussy out the park.
Knock it.
I'm going to knock this pussy out the park. But this fucking crown got me going right now.
I was gonna say this crown peach, these margaritas
got me going right now, bitch. I gotta go to sleep.
I gotta get up early.
Me and my dick gotta go to sleep right now. He's already halfway asleep, bitch.
That's what I was gonna say. I already took two Tylenol off the end.
Bitch, he's out. He's out. He's got his melatonin in.
Flintstone.
Well, yeah, man.
It's been, I looked at the date right before we started recording. Last time I recorded was August 14th. I was thinking, like, less than a month later, I did Story End. That was, like, my bucket list show. Not, like, a bucket list show, but, like, for Indiana, like, one of the main shows I wanted to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And got to do that and host that. That was a fun time and an overall good experience. It's the best I've ever been treated on a show.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, by far. By far, I recommend it. And
I'm gonna be out there. I ain't worried about none of that shit. That's another thing is that
I ain't done that's no shows since then.
But that's maybe another thing that I was. Oh shit, my bad. That's my bad.
You're good. I done dropped this shit.
Another thing is I had the FOMO because a lot of, you know, a lot of comics we know have been pretty much active this whole time, been doing shit. So it's like, you make you feel like, damn, I'm not out here doing nothing. I'm fucking, niggas is getting better while I'm just sitting here fucking not doing shit. And that shit pisses me off. And it's like, bruh, you know what I'm saying? Some of the comics that my favorite comics aren't fucking doing shows right now. So it's like, or like, cause I listen to Derek Poston. He's not a headline. He's like a headliner, but not a head. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
he's a one night at a Funny Bone kind
of type
guy.
Of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he's a step. He's like two steps ahead of where we. You know what I'm saying? Like, not. Yeah. He's out of opener and out of feature type shit. So he's kind of like two steps ahead of where we are.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's like, bro, I'm not even on stage like that. So it's like, when he's talking, like, I don't even know when the fuck I'm gonna get back on stage, and they left LA. So it's like,
yeah,
nigga, ain't nobody on stage like that. So it's like, bro, just wait.
And even it's weird because it's 25%, 50%,
and it's just,
and
weird.
Then some places you go to, and then it's just packed or full, and it's just weird. And
I'm a rhythm dude, and it's like, I write on stage, so it's like, I can't. That's what everybody, like, when you talk about it to people, they're like, well, you can just take this time to write. And it's like, it don't work like that, because I don't write that way. I can write all that shit as much as I wanted to, but then as soon as I go on stage, I'm like, oh, ain't none of that gonna work. You know what I'm saying? It's just a feeling I get. It's like, no, ain't none of that gonna work. I could take a sentence of that, maybe, and do something with it, but that's not how I operate. That's not how I do this.
Well, and then it's just like, I kind of set a weird expectation for myself. It's like, I got to come out hard with a new five. Like, I got to set that. I got to show my commitment. I got to come out with a new five or work towards like a tight seven. And like,
But it's like work towards, it was like, I can't do one open mic every blue. I can't do that. I got to do that.
I got to get back in. I got to be doing it all the time.
Yeah, I got to be back in with my system where it's like, I go to this open mic on this day, and I go to this open mic on that day.
I got
to
change this word and this bit.
Yeah, I got to. I remember last time. You know what I'm saying? So I can't just go, because then it's like, bruh, it's like, I can only work on my old jokes, but it's like, them old jokes is old jokes now. Like, they really old now.
It's expectations now.
Like, them jokes is real old now.
And they're kind of dated in a way, too, because the world's different. Yeah, because
it's like, I can't even tell my Donald Trump joke no more. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
Donald Trump joke, gone. And then I'm looking at my set as minutes, too, so that's a minute and 45, 2 minutes right there out of my set, gone. And then I was starting off with my grandma racist joke, and it was like a perfect segue into that joke. So I was like, I can't do that joke now, and that's 45 seconds right there.
Yeah, so it's just chopping
away. Yeah, I'm chopping minutes out of like a 15-minute set that I had, you know, I was rocking with. Like 6 months ago,
man,
that 15 minutes was killing niggas.
Yeah.
That 15 minutes was killing. I was booking shows off that 15 minutes.
Yeah, you was. I ain't lying. You were getting more shows than I was.
I was rocking, but it was like, bro.
It's like, it got to the point you were like, all right, I'm like, hey, try to get me on that. Say something to him. If it's cool with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll do a set. Just give me seven. Just give me seven. And then you're like, all right, we'll let you. Well, you know, we'll give you a guest spot. Do seven. All right. Get the, you know, keep the energy going. Right. Bad pussy. Bad pussy stinks. It smells really, really bad. And you're like, oh, fuck. This ain't that crowd.
This ain't that crowd, man.
We're in a dining hall. You know,
right.
We're at a resort. We can't be,
I ain't did no resorts, but yeah.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just saying, like, I just out.